Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access to the Father in all things. Don't settle for less by looking for more. Something more than Jesus, that is. There are plenty of religious hucksters who want you to believe that Jesus Christ is great, but he's just not everything. I mean, for the really full life, for the truly abundant life, well, it's Jesus plus. Somehow life in Jesus Christ is not entirely complete without some other little addition. It's what I have come to call Jesus plus religion. The Jesus plus brand leaves folks pretty much where they started out, dead in their trespasses and sins, uneasy about whether or not they've done enough, and afraid they surely haven't. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul unloads both barrels on a group of people called Judaizers. They were trying to convince the Christians at Colossae of their inferior position because these Christians didn't follow the old Jewish code of circumcision. Now, get this, though. Those Judaizers were claiming allegiance to Jesus as the Messiah, but at the same time, they were requiring anyone who wanted to be a real Christian to fulfill this one additional element of Jewish law. The Apostle Paul smelled a rat in this kind of subtle arm twisting, and he took aim at that rat. See to it, he says in verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. Such philosophies are based on speculative human speculation, usually pounded out by some dynamic, sweet-talking, smiling-a-lot leader. To make matters worse, these philosophies usually make sense. They fit so neatly into our ability to reason them out. And let's face it, Jesus plus thinking, I mean, it just feels right to us because it gives us a little hand in getting our salvation done. After all, God probably appreciates our help. The marketing line for this hollow and deceptive philosophy, as Paul calls it, goes something like this. To really be a Christian, you've got to believe in Jesus and also speak in tongues. Worship only on Sundays. Chant the liturgy. Fast on Fridays. Follow these three steps first. In other words, your life is not complete with only Jesus as your heaven-sent Savior and Lord. Your life is not full if in recognizing your sinfulness you throw yourselves into the arms of a merciful Father and plead His mercy for Jesus' sake. You aren't really a Christian, forgiven, redeemed, saved, and headed for heaven unless you're living the Jesus plus life. And the plus is always decided by somebody who thinks that they have a special in with God, an in that surpasses what God has already revealed and written in His holy word. Beware, says Paul. Watch out that no one takes you captive The apostle says that because he knows how easy it is to get hooked and hoodwinked by these Jesus plus movers and shakers who especially prey on us. When we are down, when we are weak, maybe weak in our faith, when we are suffering through some trouble, some crisis in life, for people to try and tack on something extra to what God has already graciously done for you and for the whole world through His Son Jesus is to offer not the complete and full life, but rather to offer and to give just the opposite. Hollow and deceptive philosophy. See to it, no one takes you captive. Life in Jesus and Him alone is life that has it all. To trust your life to God's only begotten Son, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, is to have life that is full and free and forgiven. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Paul hammers away at this in his letter. He wants you to hear it and to know it with utter, unquestioning certainty. And so the apostle comes at it from every possible angle. Listen to him again, would you? Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, rooted, built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, in Him you were also circumcised in putting off the sinful nature. Not a circumcision done by human hands, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism and raised with Him through faith in the power of God. When you were dead in your sins, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave you all your sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authority, God made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Emphatic, boy, isn't he? Emphatic. Leaves no stone unturned. Paul wants you to know, beyond the shadow of any doubt, no matter what situation you still might have to live through in this earthly broken life, he wants you to know that Jesus is all in all. The complete life, the full life, is the one that sends its roots deep into the Scriptures, that Word that cradles and holds and uplifts and centers in Jesus, the Word incarnate. The abundant life is dripping wet with the washing of water in the Word, buried and raised with Christ, crucified and risen for you. And the rich life, oh, the rich life is fed full at His table. Nothing too good for you, His child. Child of the Father. Loved, redeemed by His own dear Son. There is no fuller fare in life than Jesus. Your sin, your guilt, your feelings and failings need never, ever haunt you. Jesus finished off your death and hell. He nailed to His cross your damnation and your punishment. Sometimes you catch yourself thinking, I know I do. Sometimes you catch yourself thinking that you just don't have what it takes to be God's child. Well, truth is, you don't on your own. But in Jesus, God gives you back everything, everything, everything that your sin has taken away from you. I have come, said Jesus, that they may have life. There aren't any hidden costs to that bare-bones statement. No little sideline pluses that you got to add in. His cross has done it all. And in love for the likes of you and for the world, God gives you all in Christ, through Christ. Don't settle for less. You have been given fullness in Christ, writes Paul in verse 10. Trying to add anything to what the Lord has already done for you doesn't give you more, doesn't make your life more Christian or more full or more abundant. Frankly, anything added to Jesus makes life less, not more. Don't settle for less by looking for more. What more could you possibly have than Jesus, in whom, says Paul, in whom all the fullness of the deity dwells bodily? The one who is the head over every power and authority. Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus can my heartfelt longing still. In the name of Jesus, amen.